Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nova Royalty Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NOVR. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Alex Sukernik. Now, Alex, let's follow up on a news release that came out just a couple days ago outlining the completion of the acquisition of the royalty on Antofagasta's Twin Metal project in Minnesota. Just to bring everybody up to speed, again, Nova Royalty is focused on copper and nickel royalties. So a bit of a divergence from all these precious metals royalty companies. We'll talk a little bit more about that strategy, but give us an update on the importance of closing this acquisition for the Antofagasta's Twin Metals project, please.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Corey. Look, it's a pleasure to get the deal done. We announced it a few weeks ago. For those who don't know, the asset is called the Twin Metals project. It's located over in a Duluth complex of Minnesota, which is really the preeminent place for copper and nickel production in the United States. Now, the region has 34% of all U.S. copper reserves, 95% of all U.S. nickel reserves, and there's three projects actually clustered next to each other, all controlled by major companies. So the Twin Metals project, controlled by Antofagasta, is one. Polymet, controlled by Glencore, and Mesaba, controlled by Teca, the others. So this is really a camp that's going to be of interest for development for a long, long time in the future. You know, we're very excited to bring this into the fold. I mean, as I mentioned before, you know, if you're out there looking for royalties on copper and nickel, which we see really as the most important metals in the entire energy transition, from fossil fuels to electricity, you need to find big camps that big companies will want to develop, because this is a very capital intensive business. So it really fits well into our strategy. If you look and see what we've done before, you know, we picked up the royalty on Taka Taka, which is First Quantum, Nueva Union, which is Newmont and Teck, Janus Lake, which is Rio Tinto. So we really like getting these big camps that major companies want to develop and can develop. And we really believe it's exciting. So this is a continuation of our strategy. You know, we've got a pretty busy pipeline here to keep growing the company, and we're excited to tell you more as we come back.
Okay, let's just get a couple more details on this royalty. It's a 2.4% net smelter royalty. The total consideration paid, $1.8 million U.S., and a little over 161,000 shares of Nova Royalty. There's also a comment here that additional contingent payments totaling up to an additional $4 million U.S. will be owed to the seller if certain milestones are achieved. What are some of these milestones? What more information can you give us here?
Absolutely. So when you buy a project of this nature, which is still in development, you need to make sure that you manage the price that you pay up front and that you pay the bulk of it ideally at the time that it gets permitted and begins to produce. So in this case, what we did was we paid about a third of the purchase price up front. Another third will be paid at the point that the project is fully permitted. And then the last third will be paid at the point of commercial production. So we thought that it made sense to structure the purchase price that way. And as it progresses, we'll have to pay more, but we'll be happy to do it because obviously at that point, tremendous value is brought to us as the royalty owner.
So is there any buy down option of the 2.4% of this NSR?
No, there's no buy down option for the operator.
Okay. Now, one other thing that you talked about, let's talk more big picture here, is the importance of the companies that hold these projects, especially these larger, clean energy projects, really copper, nickel, these type of assets. They're longer life assets in terms of mines, but they do take a lot of upfront capital. They take a lot of sophistication to actually get into a mine. Break down the importance of having majors, more established companies on these projects, and out of the total of 16 royalties, how many are in some of these more solid hands?
Oh, look, it's an absolutely critical thing. If you look at our portfolio, we've got 16 royalties, 4 are development, which are really the vast bulk of the value, and then 12 are exploration. Within the development portfolio, out of the 4 projects, 3 are already controlled by major companies and that are pushing them forward. And I can't overestimate how important that is. You know, the big difference between base metals and precious metals is you don't really have that middle class of producers and projects that can consistently get into production without a major backer. You know, two thirds of the world's copper supply is produced by mines making at least 100,000 tons a year of copper a year. That's the equivalent at today's prices of over $700 million of revenue. So it's a level of magnitude that is just not comparable to gold or silver. So when you look at who is actually successful in bringing these mines into production, it will inevitably be the majors or the very strong mid-tiers. So you need to be very selective when you buy a royalty in terms of what you're getting yourself into. It's very common, you know, people to advertise that they have a project and a desktop study, and maybe it's even billions of tons. But the reality is, until somebody serious decides that it's actually worth doing, it's not worth very much. So from our perspective, we really see that as a critical screen. Obviously, you can't always buy it with a major operator in mind. When we bought the royalty on Dumont, obviously that's run by a private equity fund right now. But in the case of Dumont, what we saw was a lot of strategic value in terms of having the world's second largest nickel reserve fully permitted in Quebec at a time when, you know, the automotive industry is going to need a lot of new nickel supply. So you absolutely can have compelling strategic reasons to pick up something which is not owned by a major, but you really need to be honest with yourself to understand why would this be compelling to major companies to put aside other priorities and focus on this one. Because when they start building these projects, it's not as if they can do two or three at a time. You know, they can generally do one at a time. And so you really gotta understand why this one would be one of those projects. And if you're lucky enough to get one, to get a royalty on an asset that's already controlled by a major, then obviously I think you're adding a lot to your portfolio, and that's what we try to do here.
So the company has a total of 16 royalties. From my understanding, 5 of these royalties are a bit more advanced in stage in terms of the project. 11 are more on exploration plays. Break down the more advanced royalties and who holds them, and even some estimates in terms of time frame to production.
Yeah, so look, I mean, of the advanced royalties, what we believe is that, you know, they'll be slated to produce somewhere between 2025, 2030. It's really your next generation of copper nickel mines that'll be required for the energy transition. So they're moving ahead right now, you know, based on just your regular timeframes for base metals. Between 2025, 2030 is when these things will actually become viable for production. So just going down the list, the Nueva Union project in Chile, that's a copper development project, a joint venture between Newmont and Teck. We have a 2% NSR on about 20% of the deposit. Then the Takataka deposit in Argentina, which is controlled by First Quantum, we have a 0.24% NSR on substantially 100% of the deposit. The Twin Metals project in Minnesota, which is controlled by Antofagasta, we have a 2.4% net smelter royalty on roughly 18% of the deposit. The royalty is calculated actually on the gross contained metal. So it's essentially what you do is you multiply your contained tons by the contained grade, and then by one third. So in many ways, it's probably the best thing you can get, because you're getting it on the metal contained in ore without worrying about the processing or the payabilities. And then we have a 1% NSR on the Janus Lake copper project being explored by Rio Tinto in Saskatchewan. And then we have a 2% NSR on about 21% of the Dumont nickel project in Quebec, which I mentioned earlier. So those 5 are really the bulk of the value of our portfolio right now. As you can see, they're all either quite advanced, or in the case of Janus Lake, that's Rio Tinto doing exploration in a very large camp. So obviously, time will tell, but you want to own things like that if you can. So that's our portfolio at the moment.
Okay. I will post a link to the Nova Royalty website so everyone can dive a bit more into any of these royalties. And please share any questions that you all have with me. Another news event that happened this month was the closing of a private placement, an upsized private placement to $14 million. This obviously cashes up the company. What are your plans for this $14 million in terms of potentially future news flow?
Well, look, you know, we spent more than 2 years really developing our method, you know, kind of going over the universe, developing relationships. I think, you know, the acquisition activity this year, I think, reflects a lot of that work. But we've only just begun. You know, we've got a full pipeline of acquisitions. We really are excited about the opportunity in this space. We think that the commodities really are the future as far as our global energy situation is concerned. And it's still very early days. So as we continue to build this, I think more and more people will take an interest in the company, and it's exciting. So hopefully we'll be back with more news pretty soon.
Well, again, if anybody has any questions, please email me. I will get Alex to address those. But in the meantime, Alex, well, I guess we'll wait to see some more news that comes out and keep everyone as up to date on this kind of different royalty company. That's really what has attracted me to this company, is we've had a whole slew of precious metals royalty companies, but you guys have your focus here a bit more on base metals, this whole electrification of the world. Alex, thanks for your time today, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great weekend.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Corey.